Mon cher, Albina newspaper. News of the day with Nasser Kandil. The maneuver to postpone Hochstein's visit ends with confirmation of his arrival today, as decided by Biri. Bombing Beirut, negotiating tactic met with resistance activation of the Tel Aviv for Beirut equation. The occupation, military failures in the front of Shamal, Khiam, and Bintij Bail on day 5. The political editor wrote, the attempt to delay U.S. envoy Amos Hochstein's visit failed after Lebanon delivered its response to the draft agreement, which was jointly prepared by the U.S. and the occupying entity's Minister of Strategic Affairs, Ron Dermer. The maneuver failed to provoke any Lebanese retreat from the submitted response, instead reaffirming Lebanon's adherence to its reservations while supporting the core of Hochstein's proposal, which aligns with Resolution 1701. Speaker of Parliament Nabih Bury dismissed claims of a postponement after American outlet Axios cited U.S. officials who hinted at delaying Hochstein's visit, alleging dissatisfaction with Lebanon's stance. These officials claimed the ball is in Lebanon's court. We need answers before Hochstein departs for Beirut. Amid these maneuvers, the occupying entity escalated its aggression with unprecedented airstrikes targeting residential areas deep in Beirut, lacking any pretense of hitting resistance symbols or military assets. This was interpreted as a message of negotiating through fire rather than under fire. The resistance swiftly responded by activating the Tel Aviv for Beirut equation, launching a heavy ballistic missile that struck the heart of Tel Aviv's commercial district, igniting a massive blaze and causing numerous casualties. On the front lines, the occupying army persisted in its attempts to advance on the axes of Shama in the western sector, Khiam in the eastern sector, and Bintij Bail in the central sector. However, all efforts were in vain as the army suffered increasing losses in personnel and equipment.